Blackley Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A great deal has been written about the decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in a traditional nuclear family. It was many years ago that the famous psychologist Charles Murray pointed out that the shocking rate of illegitimate births is the most serious social and fiscal problem America faces, because it is the factor that drives everything else. When mothers have no husband or father of their children to provide for them, they turn to Big Brother government to give them the necessities of life. Even though the facts of this change in our society have been widely reported, almost nothing has been written about why it happened and who was responsible for it. This has brought about a tremendous demographic change in our American society and an enormous increase in our spending for the so-called welfare state. The nuclear family was based on families that supported themselves. They did not need government busybodies to tell them how to raise their children or to spend their money. Taxes were relatively low, and we produced a prosperous middle class that was the envy of the world. Those days seem to be gone. We now have a dramatic decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in traditional marriages, and we have 41% illegitimacy. These facts have been widely reported, but nobody asks or answers the question, who killed the American family? My new book, published by WorldNet Daily this month, answers that fundamental question. You may be surprised at the answer to the question, who killed the American family? The perpetrators of this murder are not just the gays who have gotten so much publicity. The true answer is like the plot in Agatha Christie's famous murder mystery, Murder on the Orient Express. I'll tell you more about this murder mystery tomorrow and who is really responsible for killing the traditional American family.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. This is a truth we must not miss. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Thinking. Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com. Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this. Evidently, Mr. T's not listening to the program today because he's calling me on the phone. Okay, Mr. T. Yeah, you missed the break by a few minutes. Remember that internet lag. This affidavit of revocation and rescission, this was put together by C. Fenner Goldsboro, author of the book Super Scam. And it's very fascinating. Mr. Goldsboro's trip down the IRS lane. And for those that made donations, you have been dutifully logged, and that list will be turned over to Tom, and he's going to be responsible for mailing out the books to you. So we've got you. We've got the list compiled. It has been sent. All right. And this is Fenner. He's working on his third edition with updates of Super Scam, by the way. And here's his affidavit of revocation and rescission. I, blank, fill in your name, being duly sworn and over 18 years of age, do hereby make the following statements of facts and affirm that, number one, that I have become aware that under the provisions of the United States Code, Title 28, Section 1746. The law thereunder states that any statement such as the IRS Income Excise Tax Form 1040, which is signed under the penalties of perjury, has the same legal effect as a document which contains a notarized signature under oath. That the knowledge I have acquired from reading the Section 1746 of Title 28 United States Code led me to look up the term presumption in Black's Law Dictionary, because I remembered that I had, over many years past, filed IRS Form 1040 tax returns, which I had signed under penalties of perjury, thereby certifying that my earnings in the form of wages, salaries, commissions, and other receipts were income, and that I owed an income tax on these earnings. I am aware that all such actions are legal grounds for presumption by any court, that I was subject to or liable for the payment of the federal and or state income taxes. I related such action on my parts to acts that I wanted to rescind and cancel my retroactivity that I found the following definitions in part of the word presumption contained therein. A presumption is a rule of law, statutory or judicial, by which finding a basic facts give rise to existence of presumed fact. Until presumption is rebutted, and that's Van Wart v. Cook, Oklahoma, APP 557, P2D, pages 1161, 1163. That I further read in Black's Law Dictionary under the subheading Effects of Presumption the following. The better rule is that once evidence tending to rebut the presumption is introduced, the presumption loses all of its force. That I understand from this definition that the rebuttal burden falls upon me to effectively state my reasons for writing and filing this affidavit, providing detailed rebuttal information of the knowledge and beliefs that I have acquired in order to establish this, my rebuttal, and these reasons for my rebuttal are contained in statement numbers 1 through 31 in this affidavit. 2. That I'm aware that a completed, signed, and submitted 1040 or income tax return and a W-4 employee's withholding allowance certificate, the authorization document that allows an employer to withhold a worker's money from his pay, are voluntarily executed instruments which could be used as admissible evidence against me in a criminal trial and civil proceedings to show that I had voluntarily waived my constitutionally secured rights and that I had voluntarily subjected myself to the income/excise tax, to the provision of the Internal Revenue Code, and to the authority of the Internal Revenue Service, herein referred to as the IRS, by signing and thereby affirming under penalties of perjury under the legal doctrine of presumption that I was, in effect, a person subject to income tax thereunder. 3. That I am aware that the signing and filing an income tax return and other IRS forms are acts of voluntary compliance for me as a free sovereign individual citizen of one of the 50 states of the Union. That I now know that in a court of law, the completed and signed IRS documents can become prima facie evidence sufficient to sustain a legal conclusion by a judge through the legal doctrine of presumption and provisions of Title 28, Section 1746, as stated in Statement 1. Let me stop here and digress just 1 second. This is why the IRS will get you for not filing as well. You see, there's a penalty for not submitting to the system, of which, at which time, they have you by the shortest of your hairs. That through research I've discovered that taxpayer is a term defined in the Internal Revenue Code in IR Code Section 7701A14 as any person subject to any internal revenue tax. That I have further found that a person is also defined in the Internal Revenue Code Section 7701A1 as an individual, trust, estate, partnership, association, company, or corporation. That only one of these definitions of the term person that could possibly apply to me would be the word individual. That I am not such a person or individual who is subject to or liable for any internal revenue tax. That I found that the appellate court in the decision of Houston Street Corp. versus Commissioner 84 F2D 821 1936 in the Fifth Circuit explained in their decision that the terms subject to and liable for were interchangeable terms, that therefore I have determined that the only person made liable for any income tax in the Internal Revenue Code is a withholding agent who is made liable. Now, only under the IRA Code Section 1461 that a withholding agent is also defined in Code Section 7701A16 as any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under the provisions of Section 1441, 42, 43, and 1461. That I am not such a person required to deduct and withhold as those words are used in code sections, as I said, 1441, 42, 43, or 1461, because I am not a person or individual who is or ever made any payments to any foreign person, partnership, or corporation, that I saw Chapter 3 of Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Code imposes taxes only on foreigners or foreign entities, and that Code Section 1461 imposes liability for taxation only on those handling money being paid to such foreigners or foreign entities, that therefore I am not a person or individual made liable for such tax. I'll continue with this, and I'll get through this rather quickly. And again, folks, this is an affidavit of rescission, and it's telling the IRS, bye-bye. This is a gift that's going to keep giving year-round, year after year after year after year.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I've got to move rather quickly through this, and I'll try to be very clear and succinct. I am not a person or an individual made liable for such tax. I am therefore not subject to the authority, jurisdiction, and control of the federal government under Title 26 of the U.S. Code. That being the Internal Revenue Code. The statutes governing federal taxation or to regulations of the Internal Revenue Service, that it was never my intent to voluntarily impose any income tax on myself or to waive my God-given, constitutionally secured, non-taxable rights in respect to the federal income/excise tax statutes, or to their admission by the IRS, thereby unknowingly establishing myself as one who has privileges only, but no constitutional rights in dealing with the IRS, the same as a corporation. 5. That I read the United States Court of Appeals Second Circuit Appellate Court decision in the case of Botta v. Scanlon, 288 F2D 504 of 1961, which was decided on March 6th of 1961, and in which in the decision the following statements were made by the court. Moreover, even the collection of taxes should be exacted only from persons upon whom a tax liability is imposed by some statute. It is equally well settled that the revenue laws apply only to taxpayers. However, a reasonable construction of the taxing statutes does not include vesting any tax official with absolute power of assessment against individuals not specified in the statutes as persons liable for the tax without an opportunity for judicial review of the status before the appellation of taxpayer is bestowed upon him. And then I read the Eighth Circuit Appellate Court decision in the case of Higley v. Commissioner of Internal Revenue, 69 F2D 160, Eighth Circuit of 1934, in which headnote number 2 stated, liability for tax or taxation must clearly appear from statute imposing tax. After reading the above quotations from Botta v. Scanlon and Higley v. Commissioner of Internal Revenue, I became even more firmly convinced that I was not a person required to deduct and withhold, which would make me a person made liable for such tax, as those words were used in Internal Revenue Code Section 1461, referred to in Statement 4 of this affidavit, as the only code section making any person liable for income tax. But I notice that even the IRS itself has further confirmed the necessity for a statutory determination by some section in the Internal Revenue Code of Liability for income tax as a prerequisite to file a return in the pages of a printed instruction booklet which accompanies the Form 1040, and that this booklet includes quotations from both the Privacy Act and the Paperwork Reduction Act, which both clearly state the IRS Code Sections 6001, 6011, and 6012 are the code sanctions requiring the providing of information to the IRS and requiring the filing of returns for income tax, but only for those persons who are liable for the tax. That such liability, and previously stated, has not now, nor has it ever included or applied to me. After reading the quotations previously shown in Statement 5 from Botta v. Scanlon and Higley v. Commissioner, my attention was also called to the decision of the United States Supreme Court in the case of Gould v. Gould, 245 U.S. 151, 1917, in which the court stated, the interpretation of statutes levying taxes, it is the established rule not to extend the provisions by implication beyond the clear import of the language used, or to enlarge their operation so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. In case of doubt, they are construed most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen. I also read from the well-known judicially recognized Sutherland's Rules of Statutory Construction, which refers specifically to the Supreme Court decision in Gould v. Gould. In commenting about both the admonition and taxing statutes against implication and the requirement of specificity as respects the subject of taxation or the particular identification thereof. And my continuous legal research discovered the following United States Supreme Court cases in support and in accord with Gould v. Gould, U.S. v. Merriman, 263 U.S. 179 of 1923, Spreckles Sugar Refining Company v. McLean, 192 U.S. 397 of 1904, Eidman v. Martinez, 184 U.S. 578 of 1902, and Haslett v. Welch, 303 U.S. 1938. That is my understanding, that the change of legal status resulting from signed IRS documents can be very similar to the change of status that occurs when one enlists the military service and voluntarily takes an oath that subjects him to the authority, jurisdiction, and control of the federal government under Title 10 of the United States Code. The statutes governing the armed forces and to the regulations of the military service, thereby waiving his constitutional rights in relations to dealings with the military service, that I was unaware of these legal effects of signing and filing an income tax return, as shown by the decision of the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in the 1974 ruling in the case of Morris v. U.S., 494 F2D 876 and 1880, the year 1974. Wherein the court explained how a citizen became a taxpayer when the court stated, and I'm going to tell you what the court said here. Accordingly, when signed returns were filed by Mrs. Morse declaring income to her 1944 and 1945 and making her potentially liable for the tax due on that income, she became a taxpayer within all meaning of the Internal Revenue Code under the legal doctrine of presumption discussed in statement number 1 of this affidavit. Number 8. That my attention has been directed to the fact that the official Internal Revenue Service form letter FL 1264 states, the fact that you sent the IRS this form 1040 shows that you recognize your obligation to file, that contrary to the conclusion stated in this IRS form letter, it has never been my intention or desire to show the Internal Revenue Service or anyone else that I recognize any such obligation, and that as a United States citizen protected by United States Constitution, I legally do not have such an obligation. Number 9. That I am a natural-born free sovereign citizen of one of the 50 states of the Union, and thereby, that as such, I am endowed by my Creator with numerous inalienable rights, including my right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Actually, that's been changed from property to happiness. Which rights are specifically identified in the Declaration of Independence and protected by the United States Constitution, that my birthright to pursuit of happiness has been interpreted by both the framers of the Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court as including my inalienable right to contract, to acquire, to deal in, to sell, rent, or exchange properties of various kinds, real and personal, without requesting or exercising any privilege or franchise from government. That I have learned that these inalienable property rights also include my right to contract for the exchange of my labor or property and for other properties such as wages, salaries, property exchanges, and other earnings from whatever source derived, and that I have never knowingly or intentionally waived any of these inalienable rights, either through the legal doctrine of presumption or by filing IRS Forms 1040, W-4, or others. Number 10. That I understand that in the exercise of constitutionally protected rights were subjected to taxation, the rights could be destroyed by increasing the tax rates to unaffordable levels. Therefore, courts have repeatedly ruled that government has no power to tax the excise of the constitutional rights of any state citizen, as shown by the United States Supreme Court in the case of Murdoch v. Pennsylvania, 319 U.S. 105, and that was in 1943, which stated, a state may not impose a charge for the enjoyment of a right granted by the federal Constitution.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
All right, I got to keep moving here. Number 11, that for years past I've been incorrectly intentionally influenced by numerous and repeated public warnings by the IRS via radio, television, printed press, and other public communication media warning of the deadline for filing a Form 1040 income tax return and or other IRS forms and the documents which warnings had falsely but intentionally convinced me that I had an obligation to file IRS Form 1040 and others. 12. Then in addition to the aforesaid warnings, I've also been influenced by intentionally misleading and deceptive wording of the Internal Revenue Code itself and other IRS publications, IRS-generated news articles, the pressure of widespread rumors and misinformed public opinion, and that the advice and the assurance of lawyers, CPAs, and income tax preparers who intentionally misled me to incorrectly believe that the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution somehow authorized Congress to impose a direct tax on me, my property, my exchanges, or property and or received as a result of exercising my constitutionally secured right to earn a living and to contract, and that I was further misled into incorrectly believing what I now know to be false information, being that I had a legal duty and obligation to file a Form 1040 income tax return, a Form W-4 Employees Withholding Allowance Certificate, and or the other IRS forms and documents. that I have in the past also further been influenced, misled and alarmed by rumors, misinformed public opinion, and advice of assurances of lawyers, CPAs, and income tax preparers to that effect, that the IRS will get me, and that it would be a crime punishable by fine and or imprisonment if I did not fill out, sign, and file with the IRS a Form 1040, thereby self-imposing a tax on my non-taxable wages, salaries, or other earnings, which I now know do not, nor have I ever owed. That in addition, number 14, that I have in addition to all the reasons already stated in other paragraphs in this affidavit, I was influenced by the common and widespread practice of employers who, because they have been falsely educated, unknowingly but incorrectly, misled their employees to believe that they are subject by law to withholding of income taxes from their earnings, either with or without their permission, based upon those employers' mistaken assumption that they, as employers, are required by law to withhold income taxes from the paychecks of their employees, all of which I now know is not true. 15. But I have also been influenced by the IRS annual public display and indiscriminate offering of large quantities of the Form 1040 in banks, post offices, and through the U.S. mail, which also reminded me and induced me through fear to volunteer by filling out, signing, and sending to the IRS a Form 1040. Number 16, that neither the Form 1040 or its instruction booklet contained any reference to any law or laws which would explain just exactly who is or is not subject to or liable for the income tax, nor did it contain any notice or warning to me or to anyone that by merely sending said completed 1040 to the IRS, I would waive my right to privacy secured by the Fourth Amendment and to my right of not having to be a witness against myself secured by the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution, and that the filled out and signed Form 1040 would in itself constitute legal evidence admissible in a court of law under the law of presumption that I was subject to and liable for the income or excise tax, even though and regardless of the fact that I, as a free sovereign state citizen individual, am actually and legally not subject to or liable for any income tax, excise tax, on the monies I am paid for my constitutional non-taxable right to earn a living, and have no legal duty or obligation whatsoever to complete and file a Form 1040 or any other W-4 withholding allowance certificate. 17. That at no time was I ever notified or informed by the IRS, by any of its agents or employees, nor by any lawyer, CPA, or tax preparer, the fact that the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution, as correctly interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court in such cases as Brashaber v. Union Pacific Railroad, 240 U.S. 1, that was in 1916, and Stanton v. Baltic Mining Company, 240 U.S. 103, in 1916. And many others identified the income tax as indirect excise tax imposed only on government privileged profit or gain in accordance with and authorized by Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution. I further learned that the 16th Amendment did not repeal Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, or Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4 of the Constitution, which sections protect me as a citizen against any direct taxation on my salary, wages, property dealings, or any other earnings. That at no time, number 18, that at no time I was ever notified or informed by the IRS, its agents or employees, or by any lawyer, CPA, tax preparer, of the fact that the tax on income, which is a term that is not defined in the Internal Revenue Code, but which is used in the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, has been identified by the Supreme Court as an excise tax upon activities involving the exercise of government-granted privileges, such as doing business in the United States as a corporation or earning money in the U.S. as a non-resident alien, both of whom enjoy such revenue taxable government-granted privileged activity, such as, but not limited to, investing in the U.S. securities. By contrast, I have not asked the government for any such privilege. To the contrary, I now know that both the Constitution and the United States Supreme Court to protect my non-taxable rights as a sovereign resident of one of the 50 states of the United States of America, small u, small s, to earn a living in any lawful occupation of my choice. Number 19. that my attention has been called to former IRS report number 80-19A, titled Some Constitutional Questions Regarding the Federal Income Tax Laws, published by the American Law Division of the Congressional Research Service of the Library of Congress, updated January 17th of 1980, and that this publication described the tax on income identified in the 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution as an indirect excise tax, that this report stated, and I'm quoting it, the Supreme Court, in a decision written by Chief Justice White, first noted that the 16th Amendment did not authorize any new type of tax, nor did it repeal or revoke the taxing limitations of Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, or Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution. I have learned that these sections prohibit any direct tax unless apportioned by a relative population of and billed to each state of the Union, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, or any capitation tax, which means a tax on me or my labor, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4. These taxing limitations can clearly be determined from decisions the United States Supreme Court, which identifies the income tax as an indirect tax in the nature of an excise on government privilege, profit, or gain, thus proving in my mind that the income tax is not a tax on me or my wages, salary, or other earnings as an individual sovereign citizen of any of the states of the American Union of 50 states. Rather, I have learned that it is a tax described by the U.S. Supreme Court in Flint v. Stone Tracy Company, 220 U.S. 107 of 1911, wherein the court defined excise taxes as taxes laid upon the manufacture, sale, or consumption of certain commodities within the country, and upon corporate privileges, none of which classifications apply to me. That in fact, such a corporate privilege tax is imposed under Internal Revenue Code in Section 11, which is also inapplicable to me. Number 20, that I was unaware the IRS rarely publicized statement that the income tax system is based upon voluntary compliance with a law and self-assessment of tax, that it has never been my intention or desire to voluntarily self-assess any tax upon myself, that I always previously mistakenly thought that my compliance was required by law. Number 21, that I have examined Section 6001, 6011, 6012, 7201, 7203, and 7205 of the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26 U.S.C., that I'm convinced and satisfied that as a sovereign citizen of the states of the American Union of 50 states protected by the Constitution, that I am not now or never was such a person or individual referred to these sections, that I noticed that although Code Section 6012 has the misleading heading of persons required to make returns of income, I found that by reading the wording in Code Section 7806, which reads, nor shall any descriptive manner relating to the contents of this title be given any legal effect, that the descriptive heading in Code Section 6012, which includes the word required, has no meaning, that in fact the word shall, which is used in the body of this code section, means may in my case, because a mandatory meaning of this word would be unconstitutional according to the United States Supreme Court in the decision of Cairo and Fulton Railroad Company v. Hecht, 95 U.S. 169 of 1877, in which the decision of the court stated, and I'll give you what that decision was in Cairo v. Fulton Railroad Company v. Hecht, right after this break. We're running out of time here. I'm reading as fast as I can.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, the Cairo versus our Cairo and Fulton Railroad Company versus Hecht, 95 U.S. 169, 1877, in which the decision the court stated, as against the government, the word shall, when used in statutes, must be construed to mean may, unless contrary intention is manifest. That this decision was confirmed by the decision of Gao versus Consolidated Copper Mines Corp., 165 Atlantic 136, 1933, wherein the court stated, if necessary to avoid unconstitutionality of a statute, shall will be deemed equivalent to may, and the word may obviously has a voluntary meaning. I now know that I'm not either a taxpayer or a person or an individual liable for or subject to income taxes under Subtitle A of Title 26 United States Code, as those terms are defined and or used in the Internal Revenue Code, number 22. That after careful study of the Internal Revenue Code, I have never found or have been shown any section by the Internal Revenue Code that imposed any requirement on me as a free sovereign, unprivileged by government, individual, citizen, or one of the sovereign 50 states of our union to file a 1040 income tax return, or that imposed a requirement upon me to pay a tax on income, or that would classify me as a person liable a person made liable or a taxpayer, as the term taxpayer is defined in 26 U.S.C. section 7701A14, which states, the term taxpayer means any person subject to any Internal Revenue Tax. 22. That including in the study previously mentioned, attention was called to 26 U.S.C. Chapter 1, Subchapter A, Part 1, Section 1, which is deceptively titled Tax on Individuals, that a careful study and examination of this code section showed no provision in the body of the section which covers income tax imposing any liability or requirement on me as a state citizen individual for payment of a federal excise tax on income. That my study previously mentioned in this affidavit showed me that the law is determined by the actual wording contained in the body of any code section and not by the title. That the title of statute is merely a general guide to the contents of the code section, and the title has no force or effect at law as stated in Internal Revenue Code Section 7806B previously referenced in my statement 21 herein. Number 24. I got to move quickly. That after more study and consultations, my attention was called to the table of contents of the Internal Revenue Code Chapter 21, which is deceptively titled Federal Insurance Contributions Act, Social Security, and to Subchapter A, Chapter 21, titled Tax on Employees. That Chapter 21 includes Section 3101, in which the so-called Social Security or FICA tax is identified as a tax on income and not as an insurance contribution. That it is also not a tax on employees nor any of my earnings, and that there is no provision in the code that imposes the so-called Social Security tax on employees or requires them to pay the tax. That only a voluntarily signed and completed W-4 employees withholding allowance certificate allows, meaning permits, an employer to withhold money from workers pay for the so-called Social Security flat rate income tax. That no employer or any authority to withhold money from a worker's pay for either the graduated or so-called Social Security income tax or the graduated income tax of any IRS-imposed penalty or assessment unless there is a voluntarily signed W-4 form in force which gives voluntary permission signed by the employee or the employer to withhold the tax. Number 25. That my attention was called to the IR Code Section 1441 titled Withholding of Tax on Non-Resident Aliens, which identifies dividends, rents, salaries, wages, premiums, annuities, compensations, remunerations, emoluments, or other fixed or determinable annual or periodical gains, profits, and income as being taxable items of income, but only when received by non-resident alien individuals, foreign partnership, or corporations, as set forth in Sections 1441A or 1442A. After reading these code sections, I recognize that all withholding provisions therein were applicable only to non-resident aliens, foreign partnerships, or foreign corporations, or those acting for or representing those individuals. Foreign partnerships or foreign corporations, and I have never had such a statutory withholding responsibility as stated in the Internal Revenue Code, Section 1461. 26. That after study described in preceding paragraphs, my attention was so called to Section 61A of the Internal Revenue Code, which lists under Section 61A1 compensation for services, including fees, commissions, fringe benefits, and similar items. That these items are sources of income, as confirmed by the former IRS collection summons form 6638, page 1282 through 82, which identifies these items as sources, not income, by stating that the following items are sources: wages, salaries, tips, fees, commissions, interest, rents, royalties, alimony, state or local tax refunds, pensions, business income, gains from dealings in property, or any other compensation for services, including receipt of property other than money. That sources are not income, but sources can be and or become income only if they are entered as income on a signed Form 1040, because the signer affirms under penalty of perjury that the items entered into the income section of the Form 1040 are income to the signer, or if I were a non-resident alien as stated in paragraph 27, following number 27. That after further study, it appears clear to me that the only way that property received by me as a free, sovereign, unprivileged individual citizen of one of the 50 sovereign states of the Union, in the form of wages, salaries, commissions, tips, interest, dividends, rents, royalties, pensions, could be or could have been legally considered to be taxable as income, would be if I were a non-resident alien, not citizen individual as stated in the Internal Revenue Code 1441 Section A and B, which status I deny, or if I voluntarily completed and signed a 1040 income tax return, thereby affirming under penalties of perjury that information on the Form 1040 was true and correct, and that any amounts listed in 1040 in the income blocks are income, thereby acknowledging under oath that I am or was subject to the tax and had a duty to file a 1040 income tax return or other IRS forms, documents, and schedules, none of which instruments I have ever signed with the understanding that they are voluntarily signed, but rather that I was mistakenly thought that such acts were legally required. Number 28. That with reliance upon the previously numbered statements in this affidavit and aforementioned U.S. Supreme Court and the appellate court rulings, and upon my constitutionally protected rights, and particularly those rights enumerated in the 4th, 5th, 9th, 10th, and 13th Amendments to the Constitution to lawfully contract, to work, and to lawfully acquire, buy, sell, and possess property without interference by government, I am convinced and satisfied that I, as a sovereign citizen of the 50 states of the Union, am not now, nor was I ever subject to, liable for, or required by law to pay any income excise on any of my earnings or receipts, that I am not now and never was in legal status of taxpayer, as that term is defined and used in the Internal Revenue Code under Section 7701A14, and that I have never had any legal duty or obligation whatsoever to file any 1040, make any income tax return, sign and file with any employer or IRS with any W-4 employees withholding allowance. Running out of time here. I'm going to... Dan, how much time do I actually have left? 30 seconds. Okay. Damn near got through the entire thing. Now, people have called in and asked me, can you post that on the website? Not without permission of the author of this affidavit, and that being one center, C. Fenner Goldsboro. So I will ask Mr. Goldsboro if I have permission to post this. Now, this is going to be this affidavit. This is the updated affidavit that he's including in his super scam, mega fraud in the misapplication of the income and excise tax. I will only do so with this man's permission. It is his labor that I have just recanted to you. All right, that'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller. You've been listening to the National Intel Report. Now do you start to understand, folks, why the FBI has been telling the cops out there that the sovereign citizens of the United States are really terrorists? I'm just trying to live my life without government interference. Haven't you destroyed enough of our rights? Can't you leave my itty-bitty alone? Would please help? I doubt it.